Box, Cantata No. 63, Christen etzit diesen Tag. The soloists were Claren McFadden, Bernarda Fink, Christoph Gentz and Dietrich Henschel. Sir John Eliot Gardner conducted the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists. Now, Wagner news from Donald MacLeod.
Wotan, the chief of the gods, needs a hero of heroes to get back the all-powerful ring he stole along with the Nibelung gold and then had to give away to pay off the giants for their work on Valhalla. We heard previously how, to this end, the twin children he fathered by an earthling woman at last met and fell in love, breaking his own sacred laws against incest and adultery. Can Wotan's violation of these fundamental taboos possibly succeed? Join me for the turning point of the entire Ring cycle, Act Two of Wagner's Die Walküre, the next instalment of our Christmas broadcast of The Ring, act by act, tomorrow afternoon at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Merry Christmas to all Late Junction listeners, wherever you may be and in whatever state you're in. I hope the day went well and that you're still thirsting for more seasonal and indeed unseasonal pleasures, because that's what we're serving up tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to a Late Junction filled with the spirit of Christmas present.
They love Santa Claus on the evening stage. They know where to pull the curtain and hide from hunger's rage. There ain't no town to stop in. There ain't no time to stop in. There ain't no straw for my horse. There ain't no straw for my bed. There ain't no comfort in cold clothes. There ain't no room or food for my stomach. And someday I'm gonna be safe. Cause I gotta eat and drink and breathe and sleep, and I'm asleep. Down in Harmony's Grotto, they were so dying and leaving every second on the evening stage. They were so dying and rotten and picking some new kind of cotton with his fingers broken in his heart begging for cotton. And there ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage.
Captain Beefheart in joyful Christmas mood. There Ain't No Santa Claus on the Evening Stage from his Spotlight Kid album, which has just celebrated its 40th birthday. The stars are matter, we're matter, but it doesn't matter. That's what the captain wrote on the album sleeve, and how true those words are even today. Before that, Oba Adele by Ambrose Campbell's West African Rhythm Brothers, who came together in London, a force of light, amidst the bombing in the last months of the Second World War. More Light Now, cast by the Choir of Jesus College, Cambridge, directed by Mark Williams, performing Nico Muhly's Bright Star Carol, after which Steve Lacey will be serving up some original new duck, using only a soprano sax.
Hey!
Junction Christmas party styly. Jacob Miller and Ray Weatherman I decking the halls with lots of Kali, also known as high-quality ganja, which might explain why, according to the sleeve notes, that even though it was recorded in September 1975, or maybe it was 76, whatever, it wasn't released until 1987. Someone probably left it at a mate's party by accident. Accident and chance are a key factor in this next work as well. John Cage set down its form with precise detail, but the content is left to chance, thus its title, Imaginary Landscape No. 5 for any 42 recordings. They were to be chosen by the producer from any phonographs and realised on tape. It's realised here by Robert Warby and the Langham Research Centre from Robert's collection of prime country and western cuts.
Been with friends all day, it's no
oh me, oh my.
Today on the street,
and my heart fell at your feet.
Wrong.
That I've never I'm back in the saddle.
Really in love.
And is a friend where the longhorn cattle feed on.
Thinking of.
I've been a
some Louisiana cup and
I'm in the tribes.
Might make him sore, but I'm just trying to be helpful.
Just follow,
cause I've been down
to one this lonely world.
Till one day
I told you from the start.
Back in 1800 and some,
I'm gonna start.
What you got cooking?
Yeah, a couple better
I'm
in
about
it.
Cooking something
a lot. I got a broken heart.
I just received
a God.
De celular retrata um dia depois o caos de um dia atroz quando a cidade parou por causa da fúria de um Deus que fez ainda pior, muito assustadoramente revirou gavetas onde amor e letras em fotografias é o que nos valia e nos aquecia. Carro sobre o alambrado, pista coberta de barro, bancos e escolas fechados, quando a cidade parou por causa da fúria de um Deus que fez ainda pior, muito assustadoramente. Seu jardim de plantas e papéis.
jardim vem de uma estrela. Ar de flor nesse jardim de plantas e papéis. Essa luz sobre o jardim vem de uma estrela.
Lucas Santana with O Deus que devasta mas tambem cura, the God that devastates but also cures, from his brand new album of the same name. Very Christmassy. Could it be that the master of deconstructed samba is morphing relentlessly into a 21st century Caetano Veloso? And don't even think about tweeting or emailing a response to that question. It's Christmas! And that's why just before the Lucas I played Ave Maria, performed by Sufjan Stevens, featuring the sweet, sweet singing of Cat Martino. It's another tune from Sufjan's Silver and Gold, his 58-song-strong Christmas confection for this year. Which doesn't mean he likes Christmas, oh no. Christmas, he writes, is a drag. Year after year, winter upon winter, we find ourselves going through the motions of merriment, possessed by a fervent celestial fever, conquered, squandered, beaten, broken, reduced to that clammy, prepubescent, spoiled brat kid of our childhood, throwing a fit on Santa's lap, faced with the hard candy facts of reality, knowing for certain we will never really get what we want for Christmas.
Well, it's poor little Jesus, gone on a Christmas, oh my Lord. Gone on a Friday, and I wasn't in a pit. But that is shame, when that a pit and a shame. Oh, Son of Mary, oh my love, didn't have no prayer, and I wanted a pity. Well, that is shame, but that a pity, that is shame. Oh, little Jesus, didn't have no prayer. Laid him in a manger, one and a pity, and not a shame, and not a pity, and a shame. Oh, little Jesus, oh, laid him in a manger, oh, my Lord, couldn't find no hotel room. And a shame, and a pity, and a shame.
Perijuan, featuring vocals and percussion from Esperanza Spalding and piano from Arwan Ortiz. Before that, Buga Veseltoft with It's Snowing on My Piano, a tune that seemed to me to give at least an unconscious nod to the late great Dave Brubeck's jazz impressions of Eurasia, as well as referencing this Yuletide beano in which many of us have been involved today. Before that, Odetta sang Poor Little Jesus, and I guess this is a good time to focus on undoubtedly the most famous infant in history. So here's a trio of lutenists: Shirley Rumsey, Christopher Wilson and Christopher Page, with a tune from the 15th century, Jesu for Thy Mercy, speedily followed by Nils Lundgren and friends with Bethlehem Down.
Christmas Day, when you threw all your clothes in the snow, when you burnt your hair, knocked over chairs, I just tried to stay out of your way, but when you fell asleep,
that intriguing duo, who are the Hanson family, Brett and Rennie Sparks, with a dark tale of Christmas Day excess and a haunting moral, So Much Wine, from their album In the Air, released way back in 2000. I can feel my first New Year resolution coming on. Must find out what the Hanson family are up to these days. You're listening to Christmas Night Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Max Reinhardt. And you can reopen this whole box of delights whenever you wish over the next 7 days. Just go to the Late Junction homepage, which you'll find online within the BBC Radio 3 webpages. Then click Listen Now. And you can find full details of all the music I'm playing tonight at the same time. This next tune sounds like a lullaby for a sweetheart to me. A song entitled Suliko, which I think means my dear or sweetheart in Georgian. It's softly sung by a woman's folk ensemble, Jmje Tamje, from Tbilisi in Georgia.
Harjebo suliko gulamos nilistirodi sada harjebo suliko
buli, bula buli. Pod lepšími maluli ho, mi vech mat kvile.
Thank you.
Brazilian indie there in the form of Plano Pilotis by Sexy Fi, who started out as a student band at the University of Brasilia and are now deservedly picking up fans right across the Americas. In a moment, Haiti Bottleneck, in which Parisian producer and guitarist Nicolas Repac transmutes the vocals of Haitian singer-storyteller Metalus into something rich and strange. But first, the Hilliard Ensemble, singing a song from the Codex Specialnik, music from a 500-year-old Prague manuscript. Nobis est natus, to us is born this day.
Nobis est natus.
Carolina, Carolina. Carolina, Carolina, da Secongo jusqu'à Fermé Malo. Carolina, Carolina, da Secongo jusqu'à Fermé Malo. Danse Congo non la ye Congo. Danse Congo mwen la ye Congo. Carolina Kao, nèg mwen ti sove engagé. 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 Carolina Kao. Carolina, Carolina, da Secongo jusqu'à Fermé Malo. Carolina, Carolina, da Secongo jusqu'à Fermé Malo. Dans Secongo non la y Congo. Carolina, Carolina, la nuit, tes oreilles agitent.
God bless you all, both great and small, and send you a joyful new year. That's the Old Waits Carol. That's not a reference to Tom. These Waits were Watchman musicians who played by night in the streets at Christmas. It was sung there by a convocation of McGarrigles, Kate and Anna, Kate's son Rufus Wainwright, and Anna's children Lily and Dane Lankin. Here's an even more stellar Christmas gathering.
Everywhere it's Christmas, everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, and New York,
and Turkey, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that
everywhere.
The story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
At the same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches. In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Show the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the baron likes, I hear the baron likes the good old tune.
Yes, I do.
How do I count? How do I? Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one. Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gonna day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo,
thank you.
What japes? Well, it is Christmas. New York's Respect Sextet taking on a Christmas classic, Jules Stein's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And I think they won. Before that, a little something recorded between sessions for Strawberry Fields Forever in November 1966. It was Pantomime, Everywhere It's Christmas, the Beatles' fourth Christmas record for their UK fan club, which came out on a flexi disc, as you could probably hear. American fans just received a postcard with a message on one side and a short version of the Beatle bulletin on the other, with enough room for a mailing label and postage. Well, some of them had spent some of the year burning Beatle records, so really, what did they expect? But now, with a tear in either eye, it's time for me to turn out the lights on the Lake Junction tree for tonight. But I'm back tomorrow evening with a Boxing Day spread at 11:20 p.m. No leftovers, trust me. Till then, I'll leave you with Angels by XX and Kid Koala's 5-Bit Blues. Check the Silent Night Noodling. Good night. Thanks for listening. And from all of us here at Lake Junction to all our listeners everywhere, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us.
It's dark at night. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Now, here's something I don't find myself saying every night. This concert is for accordion, hackbrett and arpa doppia. The hackbrett is known to us as the dulcimer, and the arpa doppia is a double or triple-stringed baroque harp. The concert itself is from Warsaw in March 2012, part of the Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival. And some of the composers from the baroque or earlier, Telemann, for example, and Merula. But you'll also hear Mozart and Satie on the accordion. The accordionist is Andreas Borregaard, and we hear him first playing a piece in praise of summer by Anon.
Thank you.
merry it is while summer it lasts. Its composer unknown, and it was played on the accordion there by the young Dane Andreas Borgor. Among his distinctions in 2007, he was the first ever accordionist to be admitted as a student to London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama. And here he is now with a traditional Swedish folk dance. Traditional Swedish folk dance, the accordionist Andreas Borregaard. Well, Andreas takes a break now in this concert, and Maria Cleary takes to the spotlight with her Arpa Doppia. Quite a number of historical harps without mechanisms have been revived in the last few decades, especially the Arpa Doppia. It's an Italian Baroque chromatic harp with more than one row of strings. The music is from the mid-17th century and from Venice. It's by Barbara Strozzi. Thank you. Mascara by Barbara Strozzi, who made it a speciality for a woman in mid-1600s Venice of singing her own cantatas, laments and arias. The harpist is from Ireland, Maria Cleary, and this is a concert from Warsaw in March 2012, part of the Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival. And to follow Strozzi on the Arpa Doppia, a fantasy by Georg Philipp Telemann, played on the dulcimer.